And now we will turn to the Pioneer Valley in Massachusetts, where our Paul Tuthill is standing by in Chicopee. We have a result in all three of the races, or at least two of the races, right now that we're watching there. Paul?
No, actually, we have results in all three, and it was a good night, Ian, for the incumbent mares. In Springfield, Mayor Dominic Sarno, as expected, cruised to a re-election victory. He received 77% of the vote to his opponent, Sal Sarkozy's 23%. That's with all 100% of the precincts reporting in the city of Springfield. So, as expected, Dominic Sarno wins an easy re-election to a second four-year term. He first won election in 2007 when he defeated former mayor, then mayor Charlie Ryan. Then won re-election to a two-year term and another two-year term. Then the city charter was changed. He won election 4 years ago to a four-year term and has now won re-election to a second four-year term. So an easy win tonight for Dominic Sarno. In the battle of the heavyweight mayoral contestants in the city of Chicopee, it turned out to be a knockout for incumbent mayor Richard Koss. He defeated the former mayor Michael Bissonette by about a 2-1 margin. The final unofficial results there show Koss with 7,390 votes to Bissonette's 3,792. At his campaign celebration, Mayor Koss said that he was very happy with the outcome. He noted that he won every precinct in the city of Chicopee. And he expressed satisfaction with that. He thanked his voters. He thanked his friends, his family, and his supporters. He said that he could not have done it without them. As for Bissonette, he claimed that he was the victim of a dirty campaign. He also conceded that his well-publicized poor relationship with the Chicopee Police Department no doubt hurt him among voters, who believe that with public safety being an issue in the city of Chicopee, it would not be a good time to put Bissonette back in office. In what turned out to be the closest and, without question, the most bitter election contest in this area in the city of Holyoke, Alex Morse was reelected to a third two-year term by a margin of 53% to 47%. Morse defeated businessman Fran O'Connell, who was making his first run for elected office. In his speech tonight, Morris said that he would take the advice of his mother, and if he couldn't have anything nice to say about his opponent, he wouldn't say anything at all. He did, however, go on to note that O'Connell had poured impressive amounts of his own money into the race, spending tens of thousands of dollars on a media campaign, on out-of-town advisors and public relations experts, and Morse declared that the election results in Holyoke show that City Hall cannot be bought. He led a cheering crowd in his campaign headquarters with a chant of "We're not through yet." He also noted the diversity of the support in the room and said that he was proud to have the backing of the considerable Latino population in the city of Holyoke. Morse later told reporters that he did take this race very personally, and he felt that he was under personal attack throughout much of the campaign. So a big night for the incumbents in the Pioneer Valley, with Alex Morse winning re-election in Holyoke, Koss winning re-election in Chicopee, and Sarno winning re-election in Springfield.
Paul, let's stay in Holyoke for just a moment. O'Connell had made education a key issue in the race, and as you've reported throughout the process, the Holyoke schools have gone into receivership there. Do you think that had any effect on this race tonight?
Well, I think it probably did. I mean, this race was really portrayed as the last gasp of the old guard to try to knock the young upstarts, if you will, out of office. I mean, you have to remember Alex Morse is just 21 years old when he won election to the mayor's office in Holyoke for the first time. He's 26 years old now, and there's that kind of friction going on. I suppose education was an issue. O'Connell made much out of the fact that Morse had a very spotty attendance record at school committee meetings as mayor. Morse is automatically the chairman of the school committee. O'Connell pointed out, however, that Morse had missed somewhere between 50 and 70% of the meetings in the past year at a time when the state was considering putting the schools under receivership. Morse said that he was still very attentive to the business of the public schools in Holyoke, but he had other business that he had to attend to. He couldn't always make all of the school committee meetings. Morse has tried to portray receivership as an opportunity for the city of Holyoke, something that can help turn around the over a decade of decline in the quality of the public school systems, whereas O'Connell painted receivership as a black eye, a black mark for the city of Holyoke.
And Paul, I want to ask you about Springfield. As you mentioned, Sarno and Sarcasta emerged from the preliminary election with a large cast of opponents to face off tonight. This comes as there's been a lot of action on the MGM Casino in Springfield over the last couple of weeks. You were out at the polls today and asking voters if that had any impact on their decisions, first for mayor, but also for some of the city council races. What can you tell us about that?
Well, I haven't seen any results from the city council races, so I don't know whether it had any impact on the city council races. I can tell you that some of the voters that I talked to today said, yeah, they were concerned about the fact that MGM wants to downsize the casino. They think that they think that MGM was less than truthful with the city when it came in 2 years ago and presented the casino proposal. And yeah, they want their elected officials to stand up to MGM and to say, we want the deal you promised us. In fact, Sal Sarcasta had said recently that he would seek to hold MGM to precisely the terms in their host community agreement, including building a 25-story hotel tower, which now MGM says it can't afford to do. Did it have an impact? Maybe, but it's kind of hard to say anything had an impact when somebody gets 77% of the vote. It's hard to argue with those numbers.
And as you've pointed out, should Sarno now serve this 4-year term out, he would be the longest tenured Springfield mayor ever. Do I have that right?
I believe that is correct.
That's our Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill reporting on results tonight in Springfield, where the incumbent Dominic Sarno has won, in Holyoke, where the incumbent Alex Morse has won, and in Chicopee, where the incumbent Richard Cuss has won.